Baths of Aphrodite. The Baths of Aphrodite are an exceptional spot, an enchanting spring in the eastern slope of Agamas, by the sea, right at the point where the mouth of the narrow Chrysochus Valley meets the sheer rocks of the Agamas Peninsula. This spot combines legend with natural beauty and fills the visitor's soul with a sense of soothing calm and tranquility. According to the legend and local tradition, this was where Aphrodite, goddess of beauty and love, enjoyed her bath. It was also the spot where Adonis saw her for the first time, and they instantly became lovers. A paved road leads from Polis Chrysochus up to the modern tourist pavilion near the spring. In 2006, the Forestry Department created a park covering 1 hectare, with trails, benches where visitors can rest, and a bird-watching station. The flora was enriched with local shrubs and wildflowers, all labelled, making the visit educational as well as enjoyable. Here you will find Cyprus National Wildflower, the endemic Cyprus cyclamen. Going over the flagstone path, we reach the foot of a sheer limestone rock face. Water flows from its crevices and falls like misty rain into a pond. The pond is around 5 metres across and 1 metre at its deepest point. Its water is crystal clear and cool. A ditch carries the overflow from the pond to the sea. The vegetation in this area is so luxuriant that the spring and the pond are permanently in the shade. All around there are plane trees, wild fig trees, wild olives, olea, carobs, lentisks, thyme and other plants. If you happen to be here in the spring, you'll see numerous wildflowers, including cyclamen, gladioli, anemones, rock roses and spiny broom. The rock from which the water flows is hollow, forming a small grotto. Many travellers have described the beauty of the landscape and the wild majesty of the Agamas, which makes the area a point of attraction, a spot where the goddess of love had her realm. Already in the 4th century AD, the Greco-Roman poet Claudian made a splendid description of that realm, a description that fits Agamas despite the changes that may have occurred through the centuries. Claudian mentions 2 springs, one whose water is mingled with honey, and a 2nd one in which the water is mingled with poison. Eros dips his arrows in those 2 springs, hence his shots are sometimes sweet and at other times bitter. The Greek philosopher and rhetorician Athenaeus, 170 to 230 AD, was the first to mention the baths of Aphrodite in connection with lychnis, silene, a plant which, according to him, grows around the baths of the goddess of love in Cyprus and Lemnos. He adds that Aphrodite bathed there after sleeping with her husband, Hephaestus. Claudian says that Aphrodite's realm is in Cyprus, in the place he calls Agamas, and that Hephaestus expertly built a fence around it. Claudian's reference to the fence depicts the relative isolation of Agamas, even nowadays, and brings to mind a local tradition, according to which there's a spot in Agamas where an invisible force keeps people away. Let us now take an all-round taste of the Agamas Peninsula. It covers an area of 17,910 hectares at the western extremity of Cyprus, in the district of Paphos. It's bordered by the villages of Pea and Akoursos to the south, and by Kathikas, Prodromi and Lachi villages to the east. The peninsula is supposedly named after the Trojan war hero Agamas, son of Theseus and Phaedra, who, upon landing at Cyprus, founded a colony in that area with Akamantis as its capital. Many areas in the peninsula have been named after elements and events of the ancient Greek and Cypriot mythologies and traditions, such as the Baths of Aphrodite, Smiges, where Thigenis, Esmige, that is, came together in love with Rigena, a medieval queen, Rigena's Tower, and Fontana Amorosa, the Fountain of Love. According to Greek mythology, Aphrodite was married to Hephaestus, blacksmith of the gods. This myth, in all likelihood, stems from Cyprus' association with metallurgy, and in particular with coppersmithing. The legend has it that Hephaestus built Aphrodite a splendid palace of gold and precious stones, at an idyllic spot somewhere on the island, perhaps in Agamas. Conifers and evergreens prevail on the highest points of the peninsula, whilst on the lower-lying lands and at sea level, Mediterranean ecosystems are dominant. Brigana, that's brushwood, thorny burnet, thyme, cistus, agave, etc. Garrigue, shrubs, Calicotome villosus or spiny broom, Pistacia lenticus or lentisk, and maquis, that's scrub vegetation, Phoenician juniper, wild olive, carob, lentisk, quercus, coccifera, Mediterranean hawthorn, Greek strawberry tree, and so on. The rarity of endemic plants, the great variety of orchids, the diversity of maquis, and the clusters of Calabrian pine, Pinus brutia, make the Agamas forest a unique and rare biotope of great ecological and scientific value. The peninsula features a wide variety of geomorphological characteristics, such as plateaus, small plains and ravines, narrow deep valleys, caves, gorges, sandy and rocky beaches, sea grottos and little islands. The area's great diversity of ecosystems attracts many different bird groups, which visit it during their migration or breed there. A total of 77 bird species have been recorded in Agamas. Among the significant endemic species are Bonelli's eagle, Hieritis fasciatus, the peregrine falcon, Falco peregrinus, the European roller, Coracius gallulus, Cyprus warbler, Sylvia melanothorax, European nightjar, Caprimulgus europaeus, masked shrike, Lanius nubicus, and Kretschmar's bunting, Emberiza kaisia. Until 1990, the area was also home to the griffon vulture, Gyps fulvus. The Department of Forests, in cooperation with the Cyprus Tourism Organization, has created in the Agamas Forest 5 nature trails, totalling approximately 25 kilometres. The idea behind their creation was to acquaint the public with the flora, the fauna, and in general, the environment of the area. Moreover, in Smiges, there's a picnic site with a capacity for 600 people. It should be noted that the 5 nature trails are part of the extension of the E4 long-distance European trail, which begins in Gibraltar, goes through 8 European countries, ends up in Crete, and from there extends to our island. All 5 trails of the Agamas Peninsula are circular. 2 begin at the Baths of Aphrodite, 2 at the Smiges picnic area, and 1 at Kathikas village. The 2 trails starting at the Baths, called Aphrodite and Adonis, are Category 2 and 3 respectively, because of the many uphill and downhill changes in gradient. However, they feature points that offer unique vistas towards Polis Chrysochus, the Paphos Forest, and Agamas. Both are 7.5 kilometres long and are part of the Aphrodite cultural route, which connects places and portable finds across Cyprus. Many bushes and flowers are associated with Kyprida Aphroditi, such as her favourite rose. According to the legend, when her beloved Adonis was killed by the wild boar, Aphrodite shed as many tears as the drops of blood that fell from his body. From his blood sprang blood-red anemones, Anemone coronaria, and from the goddess's tears sprang white roses, Rosa canina. Rose petals are rich in vitamin C and are steeped to make a tea, mainly in the Middle East and China. In the past, their pulp was used in poultices to treat wounds, since they have antibacterial properties. The ethereal oil from roses is considered aphrodisiac and is used in massages and aromatherapy. Rose oil contains 300 different chemical components. According to traditional Indian medicine, rose perfume and rose tea are potent brain stimulants. Cyprus has always played a central role in perfumery, and essential oils from Cypriot flowers have permeated the industry worldwide. The French call their 6th wedding anniversary Noces de Chypre, Nos being wedding. This has to do with the perfume of Cyprus. They also named many other wedding anniversaries after flowers. Cypriot perfumes have always been famous, a fact which was recently corroborated by Italian archaeologist Maria Rosario Belgiorno during excavations at Pyrgos. Findings include an alembic, lambicos, and traces of scent in a glass jar dating back to 2000 BC. Laboratory analysis showed that the scent contained essential oils from seven aromatic plants. Well-known perfume houses use the so-called chypre, or cypre, as the basis of their perfumes. Chypre is a combination of oils from various aromatic plants, mainly oak moss as the main ingredient, as well as cistus, bergamot, and rose. Therefore, it's no coincidence that Guerlain used Cypriot herbs to create its chypre perfume in 1850. Later, in 1880, Eugène Rimmel produced its own chypre, known as the perfume created for Catherine the Great of Russia. Over the years, several Parisian perfume houses used scents from Cypriot herbs as the basis for their perfumes. It's not by chance that François Coty, while in Cyprus on holiday in 1917, was inspired by the island and gave the name Chypre Coty to a series of perfumes which caused quite a sensation at the time. More recent examples include, for women, Mitsuko from Guerlain, Dolce Vita, Dior. For men, Davidoff. In Cyprus, Mystico, meaning secret, was created by expert herbalist Yanula Lazaru, using as a basis the ancient perfume which was found during the Pyrgos excavations. Leonardo da Vinci, too, who visited Cyprus around 1500, wrote about the fragrances of the island. From the south coast of Cilicia, one can see the beautiful island of Cyprus, land of goddess Aphrodite. And many a navigator, enchanted by its beauty, wrecked their ships and broke their masts amid reefs beaten by the waves. The beauty of the rolling hills tempts wandering seamen to refresh themselves with the sweet fragrances borne by the winds, curbed by the island. Finally, Homer sang of Aphrodite's visit to her temple. Where she had her fragrant altar, she went towards the splendid gates where the graces bathed and then anointed her with the heavenly oils she brought with her, sweet-smelling as petals upon the bodies of immortal gods.